This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Welcome my brothers and sisters in Islam to this very special episode of our program Expecting the Best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A reflective session where we can look back at what we have learned so far and evaluate our lives, evaluate our actions so far. Have we applied anything from what we've learned? Because I have received very interesting and encouraging messages from so many people, alhamdulillah, happy with the content, wanted more, can't wait to see the next episode and the like. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from everyone behind this work. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. But before we move forward, before we introduce more episodes of that nature, which are coming inshallah ta'ala your way, we need to pause for a bit and ask ourselves, are we on the right track? Are we applying to the best of our ability whatever we have learned so far? Or are we just information gatherers? Because even during the month of Ramadan, our desires may overpower us and prevent us from doing that which is right. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda told us, "Inna ittiba' al-hawa yasuddu 'an al-haq." Following one's desires prevent you from following the truth. Either you follow your desires or the truth revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اتِّبَاعَ الْهَوَى يَصُدُّ عَنِ الْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ طُولَ الْأَمَلْ يُنْسِي الْآخِرَةِ. And those who delay their tawbah, delay their repentance, or wait for too long again and again, thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe will give them a chance and so on and so forth. Those who live with such an attitude, subhanallah al-azim, they tend to forget the hereafter. This is what Ali ibn Abi Talib had mentioned. And we all fall short, or we all fall into that trap. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So this session is intended to remind ourselves of our purpose in this life, inshallah ta'ala, to self-evaluate or reflect over our behavior so far in Ramadan and see if we need to do better, if we can maintain the same pace, and so on and so forth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the believers here. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be just a Muslim or a mu'min because Ramadan is a popular month for the Muslims. So you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in Ramadan. After that, you forget, as if you are worshiping actually Ramadan and not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the entire universe. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And let every individual look what they have brought for tomorrow. What are they doing now that will benefit them in the future or will harm them? Either Jannah or Hellfire. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what you do in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that heart where we can sit with ourselves every day or every now and then and reflect, evaluate ourselves, evaluate our lives, evaluate our actions, and try to either filter those bad activities and do better, or maybe reach out for help if we are addicted to some activities and the like. Inshallah ta'ala, I have a few tips during this session. Inshallah ta'ala, I hope that it will be of benefit for you to expect always the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in order for us to expect the best from Allah, we need to be always in contact, in touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first tip I have for you today, inshallah, this is my reflection, so I'll read it for you. It's something called muraqabah, self-monitoring. You are in charge of your life. You are in charge of your own action. Don't blame shaitan here. Don't blame shaitan if you slip. Don't blame the outside world. Yes, they maybe are impactful on your behaviors. That's true. The influence sometimes is very, very difficult to cope with. But at the end of the day, you will be questioned about your choices and your actions. So how can we do muraqabah? Is to immediately run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prolong our sujood. And the best time of the year, Ramadan, that we are living in today, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, who enabled us to live until this moment, we pray 5 times a day, but on the top of that, the sunnah prayers, now we shouldn't neglect, because according to one narration, even though some people say it's a weak narration, but an optional action in the month of Ramadan is equivalent in reward to a whole full obligatory deed. So don't miss out these blessings and these opportunities, inshallah ta'ala. Pray the sunnah prayers, but also we have Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud, you know, the night prayers, Subhanallah Al-Azim. The best of all prayers after the obligatory, according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you hit the ground, when you prostrate, when you go down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting yourself in action and saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest, the most high, then pour your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now pose here and ask Allah for what you want. Make big Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. If you are in countries where subhanallah entertaining business is at its peak during the month of Ramadan, so they bombard people with TV series, with music videos, with concerts and TV shows and pranks and whatnot. And as excited as it may sound, I call it Ramadan thieves. Those are Ramadan thieves. They steal from you the time in which you could use to escalate your rewards, subhanallah al-azim. So be careful. Use that time wisely. Don't rush in your salah. I love soccer so much. I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night to watch some matches. But when it is the time for prayers, I sacrifice that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ, that the closer a servant gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is during your prostration, when you prostrate. And alhamdulillah, we have plenty of time to experience that position. That position which brought so many non-Muslims to Islam, subhanallah al-azim. They just saw the Muslims humbling themselves in prayers by putting the highest point of their body to the lowest of the low on the ground and glorifying Allah the Most High. So don't miss out calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Him to change your condition or to strengthen your faith upon what you have started this Ramadan. Don't ever quit what you have started. The goodness that you have started in Ramadan should continue after Ramadan, even if you lessen the quantities of the number of rak'ahs or the pages of the Quran and so on. The second point that I wanted to highlight today, inshallah ta'ala, is to reflect over the fact that when we were born, we were very helpless. We didn't know anything. We relied on our parents, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Allahu alladhi akhrajakum min bituni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal af'ida la'allakum tashkurun. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers, knowing nothing at all, nothing, ignorant. But then later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but then He created for you a sama, your hearing abilities, wal absara, your visions, your eyesights, this amazing miracle, wal afida, and your hearts, your thoughts, your feelings, and so on. Why? La'allakum tashkurun, so that you may become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why should we be grateful? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, because if you become grateful, Allah will increase these blessings for you. Allah will increase your provisions for you, subhanAllah al-Azim. So we fail sometimes when we experience calamities and trials, we fail to remember these blessings. We just focus on the negatives and we forget the positives. So this video is an invitation for you to highlight the positivities in your life, to highlight the blessings that you have already enjoyed so far since the day you were born. And finally, the last point on my list is an invitation for you to read further. I would humbly request, and I know that Ramadan is a very busy time for everyone, but I would humbly request from all of you to go through those episodes that we have posted, jot down a few tips and actions perhaps that we have suggested for you to execute and practice, inshallah ta'ala, and then further enhance your knowledge by reading other books on the subject. These few minutes are not sufficient for grounded education that will bring you to the real practice of these actions. These are only suggestions, inspirational moments for you to get motivated and do more research and more reading. So the final advice of today's session would be to read more about each or about any of the points that we have highlighted in our episode, so that you can enhance further your knowledge, and perhaps because of that you will inshallah ta'ala start these activities and maintain them consistently inshallah ta'ala until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day where there's no wealth or children will benefit the individual except those who return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure and sound heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. I hope that you have enjoyed the reflection of today's session, and I intend after every 6 episodes inshallah ta'ala we will conclude with a reflective session of that kind, and hopefully you have enjoyed. And please share your insights with me in the comments below this video. If you have also any questions, perhaps in the next reflective session we can address them inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Stay strong. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.